When did you see me stealing? No, that time you don't point out your fingers to the truth. To the truth. You don't point out. When did I come to your house? When did I steal your ice cream? Your ice cream. However, you see, however, oh yeah. I said usually we point out at the chest. Especially when you're angry or hit the palm at the chest, you know, like this. Or however, it's to do with conception. It's related with that. The outside, the physical action related to inside the mind, the conception. However, on that, however, this eye, which appears as the real or solidity, or as it exists from the inside, or this, or the completely clean, on that, this is completely true, completely clean on that, and believing it's complete, that this is completely true. So this ignorance, we're clinging on that this appearance of this eye, this true existing eye, we're clinging that this is completely true. This ignorance which clings that is a simultaneous born ignorance. Not intellectual belief by the wrong philosophy or doctrine, which says I and existence are truly existent. They exist from its own side. Without depend on, you know, without say, without. Without having, without the mind being caused by the philosophy, the wrong philosophy, to believe, to have acceptance, you accept that this exists from its own sight. However, without depending on philosophy, the intellectual belief, which caused by from say, philosophy or doctrine. However, this this is say, well, now we're clinging. Even now we're clinging that it's I. This present appearance of I. Such that appearance of I, that is completely true. That is the simultaneous born ignorance. And this oneself was born in the mother's womb. In the mother's womb, when the consciousness took place on the fertilized egg, even from the very first second, put this way. When the consciousness was taking place on the fertilized egg, even that time, this simultaneous born ignorance, there was even the continuation of this, continuation of that, the previous continuation of this, it started the previous condemnation of this ignorance in this life begin from that. Even in mother's womb, you know, one was born with it. What I was saying, making symbol, one was born, you know, with this simultaneous born ignorance, you know, thinking, clinging the eye. Eye which appears as true existent, you know, clinging that is true. One was born with it, even in mother's womb. That reason why we have this ignorance, clinging the eye, as truly the truly existent. That is because we were born with it. Similar, why we have anger? Why we have anger attachment now? Anger attachment. Why we have this answer to the mind? Because we were born. When we were born in the mother's womb, even that time, we were born with it, the impression, the seed of those. We were born with it. Why we were born with this ignorance, sometimes born ignorance, clinging the eye, is truly existent. Even the mother's womb, even birth time, why we were born with it, that is because. In the past life, we were not liberated from these unsubdued minds, the cause of suffering. We were not liberated from those by generating the remedy, the path, in our mind. It's because why we were born with this unsubdued mind, this ignorance clinging, ignorance, you know, clinging the eye, the ignorance clinging the truth in the eye, and in the eyes, cherishing the eye so much. There was continuation of that just before taking place in the, on the five plus the egg. Before the consciousness takes place on the paralyzed egg, there was the continuation of that, this answer to the mind, the past life. So that past life, the answer to the mind, the root of suffering, the ignorance of truth in the eye, that continued from the past, from other past life. So that past life, you know, is just the answer to the mind, so this ignorance is continued from the other past life. As a continuity of the consciousness has no beginning, similar, the ignorance, the very root of all the sufferings, the ignorance, clinging, you know, the truly existent I, continuation that didn't have beginning. Because it didn't have beginning, so continuation of our suffering didn't have beginning. So confusion of our life, what we experience, you know, this what we experience in this life, with human body, this is not the first time. You know, life up and down, depression, aggression, all these things, you know? Ah, yeah. It's not the first time. This is not the first time. And the problems, see, even we live in the West, you know? So wherever we live, whatever problem that we experience, with the relationship, relationship problem, all these things, it's not the first time. We experience like this. Numberless times in the past. However, now somehow by somehow, even though the, our suffering, cause suffering, the result suffering, true suffering, even though. They didn't, even though you see continuation that didn't have beginning, but this time, this period, this short time, while we have this precious human body, and not only that, having met perfect virtuous teacher, who can reveal the complete path of enlightenment, nothing missing, complete path. Who have complete understanding, you know, without missing anything, complete, perfect, has a complete path to enlightenment. Having the opportunity to hear, to receive the, to hear the teachings, having the opportunity to practice them, the such a profound, infallible path, the method. Which ends the suffering. Without wasting the opportunity. While we have the option, however, while we have all these things, all these three, have met such a qualified virtual teacher and from one's own side, pressure in the body, which can practice and able to say, have met the teaching, they have having the opportunity to practice the method, which ends the suffering. The infallible method which definitely ends the suffering if one practices it from one's own side. From the side of the method there's no misleading at all. Except if one from the side of the practitioner doesn't practice. Ends the suffering. So anyway, if one practices this, this infallible, you know, perfect method, the teaching of Buddha, then even the suffering, continuation of suffering has no beginning, but one can, that you can make your suffering to the end. I think I stopped here. Sanju Semjo Rimbo and Jamaja Banam de Uti. Yeva Nyamba Meba and Yamponia Bundu Abeva. Obeisance to my guru and protector Manjushri, who holds to his heart a scriptural text symbolic of his seeing all things as they are, whose intelligence shines forth as the sun, unclouded by delusions or tricks of ignorance, who teaches in 60 ways with the loving compassion of a father for his only son, all creatures caught in the prison of samsara, confused in the darkness of their ignorance, overwhelmed by their suffering. You whose dragon thunder-like proclamation of Dharma arouses us from the stupor of our delusions and frees us from the iron chains of our karma, who wields the sword of wisdom, hewing down suffering wherever its sprouts appear, clearing away the darkness of ignorance. You whose princely body is adorned with 100 112 marks of Buddha, who has completed the stages, achieving the highest perfections of a Bodhisattva who has been pure from the beginning. I bow down to you, O Manjushri. With the brilliance of your wisdom, O compassionate one, illuminate the darkness enclosing my mind, enlighten my intelligence and wisdom so that I may gain insight into Buddha's words and the text that explains them.
Sashi,
Just briefly mentioning at this point, clear understanding, more details on this point about object, about the objective ignorance of true existence, it might come gradually in the future. More details on this subject, but just to start at the moment, to have a brief idea. This way is clear. Why we believe I'm here in this time, in this scene. At Kapan, I'm here at Kapan. Kapan, I'm in Nepal. I'm in Nepal. Each of us, we believe I'm in Nepal now. Then where it is at Kapan? Then at Kapan on this on this hill. In the meditation hut or whatever it's called. Then then I'm sitting on this cushion, on this meditation cushion. No, I'm sitting on this mattress or this cold ground. That isn't why we say I'm here. I'm in Nepal. I'm in this. You say, at Kapan. There's no other reason. To say that I'm here. You know? No other reason. There's no other reason. Nothing else. Except the reason. The labeling base aggregates. The group of body mind. The labeling base. What it's called? The group of the five aggregates. However, the labeling base, you know, the group of body and mind. Just make it simple. This labeling base, physical body, is sometimes there, sometimes not there. It changes. At the moment we have this shape, you know, called human being. Two legs, two hands, standing up, without tails. Without tails, then. Somebody might have tails. I think it should be checked out. Maybe short tails. Well, it doesn't matter. Then the however, it's called human being, you know, the consciousness, abiding at the moment, you know, like a renting house, living in the rented house. Soon that we have to leave from that house to another house, we get kicked out. Soon we get kicked out from that house to another house. However, and so consciousness, you know, abiding this body. However, at the moment, such this body, such this form, then after some time, soon after some time, then this consciousness has migrated. And in the continuity of this consciousness migrate another body. Another body. According how in every day how we live the life, according to the actions, action of body, speech, mind, done with good motive, bad motive. So, however, not like this. So, but the body, the physical body, sometimes not there. Sometimes there's a physical body, sometimes there's no physical body. Sometimes there's only consciousness. Then there are other aggregates which are not physical body. They are far aggregates. So, even though there's no physical body, but there are other aggregates. However, there's always continuity of consciousness, the aggregates, the labeling base. You see? The continuity of consciousness this present life consciousness continued from past life. So like this, you see, continuity of today's consciousness continued yesterday, like that, you know. I think continuity of consciousness has no beginning. The labeling base consciousness has no beginning. The continuity of that has no beginning. So the I self, which is labeled on that, continuity of that also has no beginning. So like this, the continuity of consciousness has no end. It has no beginning. It doesn't have end. Continuity of consciousness. You see. Either if we do not change our mind, if we do not practice Dharma, if we don't do something with this mind, if we don't eliminate the ignorance of true existence, you know, the root of suffering, the creator of all the suffering. That each of us experience. Or if you don't do something with it, if you don't eliminate this, if you always keep this, you know, in our heart. If you do not change this, then endlessly, consciousness, you know, always continues. And since we do not do something, if we don't change, you know, the mind. If we don't make ourselves able to eliminate completely the ignorance of true existence, the root of suffering, then continuously, endlessly, we experience suffering in the samsara. as the consciousness, you know, consciousness doesn't have continuity. Consciousness has no end. There's no time that it gets ceased. It always continues. You see, so there's always self. So there's always continuity of the self, which is labeled on that, which exists by labeling on that. There's always continuity of the I, you see. So, you see, so if you don't practice Dharma, if you don't do something with the mind, with this mind, if you keep our same mind, control, the hallucinated, you know, always, always being under the control of delusion and karma, always being hallucinated with this ignorance, you see, always we are hallucinated, ignorance truly listened, always we are hallucinated. If we live always in this world, then endlessly we experience suffering in the samsara. But if you practice Dharma, if you change this, if you eliminate the ignorance of true existence, then this consciousness, you see, instead of continuously suffering, transmigrating in the different bodies, in the different samsara bodies, instead of that, this continuity of consciousness state of omniscient mind. The continuity of this present consciousness, you know, goes to omniscient mind. Able to reach the omniscient mind, able to become omniscient mind. The continuity of this present consciousness is able to become omniscient mind. The holy mind of Buddha, which is devoid of all the mistakes, obscurations, and perfected in all the realizations, in all the understanding. So in that way, so when the continuity of this consciousness become that, then the consciousness, the self which is labeled on that, which exists on that, then become Buddha. The mind become omniscient mind. The self which exists on that, aggregates. Which is labeled on that. As it is living in the meaning of the Buddha, also it receives the name Buddha. So now our mind is under the control of this concepted mind, this ignorance, karma, you see, not free from that. So the I, which exists on that, which exists by labeling on that, is a samsara being, suffering being, samsara being. So you see, and also sentient, sentient being. Having obscuration, sentient being, having obscuration. So when this mind becomes omniscient mind, when the continuity of this conscience become that. When it approaches to the state of omniscient mind, you know, then you see the base is that. Omniscient mind, transcendent wisdom of Dharma, and the absolute nature of that omniscient mind is called Sambhavakaya. You see? So, absolute nature, that complete pure, you know, that, continuity of this present consciousness, that which is the omni, that which the omniscient mind. Let's say we're talking about the future omniscient mind. What we're going to achieve? Talking on that. For the omniscient mind, which is continuity of this present conscience, and that you see, that is complete pure of all the obscurations and the perverted in all the understanding. You see, also the absolute nature of that omniscient mind is also completely pure. At the same time, that's completely pure. So that is the omniscient mind itself is the transcendent wisdom of Dharmakaya. The absolute nature of that is Sambhavakaya, Mohanigu, or the Sambhavakaya. The state of self, the self nature, the state of self nature. It translates holy body of the self nature, but it's not body like this, but it's a state. State of self nature, Sambhavakaya. So now our mind. The mind, the consciousness, you know, and this, it is not oneness, oneness with the obscurations. It is not oneness, this ignorance, it is not oneness with the anger, it is not oneness with the attachment. It is not oneness it is not oneness with unsubject mind. It is not oneness. It is not oneness. Like the mirror is not oneness with the dirt, you know? It is temporarily obscured by dirt. Like that, you know? The mind is obscured. It's not oneness with obscurations, but it's temporarily obscured. By these veils, you know, is temporarily obscured by these veils. Such as the unsubject mind obscuration, such as the obscuration to the omniscient mind. more subtle one. Unsubjective mind obscures more growth, you know, and the obscuration to the omniscient mind. Obscuration which mainly disturbs to achieve the omniscient mind. The liberation from samsara, which disturbs to achieve the state of omniscient mind. Obscuration to the omniscient mind. So this present our mind is temporarily obscured by these two veils. So it is not pure. Like the mirror that is covered by dust, it is not clean. White cloth that which is covered by dirt, by dirt of the body, is not clean like that. Mind is not clean. Mind is not pure. So similar, the absolute nature of the mind, the absolute nature of our present mind, it is pure. One can say pure, the absolute nature of the mind, because it is not oneness with the obscurations. By that sense, however, it is not pure. It is not stainless. It is stained by obscurations. The absolute nature of the present mind. Stained by obscurations. So by practicing the remedy. By generating the remedy part in the mind, then we see one removes the two obscurations, and then the mind becomes omniscient mind, the transcendental wisdom of Dharmakaya, the absolute nature of that becomes Sambhavakaya. The state of the self nature, which is called enlightenment. So I think you heard a lot about these two terms, you know. As the talk somehow passed, my talk went somehow. Somehow went this way. I think you've heard many times these two types, you know. The Rangshin Neri and the Rangshin Neri and the Geju Giri. I think you might have heard many times. One is the Buddha nature, clear light nature of mind, the absolute nature of the mind. called Buddha nature. The type of absolute nature. And then the The type. The type which causes enlightenment. That is this present mind. This present mind. The continuity of this present mind, which goes to enlightenment, which goes to enlightenment by practicing Dharma, by following the path. That is what it is. This is it. You see, this mind, which nature is clear and knowing, which nature is clear and knowing. The causative phenomena. The causative phenomena, you know. Which benefits to bring the result? Which is useful to bring the result? However, the causative phenomena has three divisions. You know, the matter, and then the knowing, then the phenomena which is neither matter nor knowing. So three things. So relating to the aggregates, the body is a matter, substantial, you know, which can be seen by eye. But there's aggregates which cannot be seen by eye, which is not tangible, which cannot be seen by eye. But you see, you can, like object of clairvoyance, you know, if somebody who has clairvoyance can see, or the level of mind, or what the person is thinking. Cannot touch with the hands, or say, it's not object of it. It's not object of the five senses. It's mind to object of mind. The consciousness. However, knowing and the inner guts aggregates, you know, on which the self is labeled, on which the self exists, there's the body and there's knowing. The knowing phenomena. The body is something which has a shape and color, like this, which can be seen by sense of eye. The knowing, knowing is formless, colorless. Knowing, which contains, which includes, all the positive ones, all the negative ones, like I say, ignorance, anger, attachment, all those, you know, all the negative. The positive, you know, love and compassion, you know, wisdom, all this positive part.